This recording contains notes on the Cantonese language and culture, which will supplement the material in the 30 units of Pimsleur's Cantonese 1. You will also find these notes printed in the accompanying course booklet. The Cantonese language. Although Mandarin Chinese is the state language of China, used by the government and in the schools, there is no one Chinese language. Due to the size of China and the ethnic diversity of its population, hundreds of dialects are spoken in different areas. These are the languages used for day-to-day communication between friends, family, and neighbors. Of these, Cantonese is one of the most widely spoken, both in China and in Chinese communities around the world. Cantonese is a member of the group of dialects of the Sino-Tibetan language family, originating in southern China. It was first spoken in the province of
Guangdong,
northwest of Vietnam, along the coastline of the Yellow Sea. The city of
Guangzhou,
capital of
Guangdong,
called Canton by the British, is historically the home of Cantonese. The island territory of Hong Kong, a British colony until 1997, lies just offshore, not far from
Guangzhou.
It is therefore not surprising that even in the commercial center that is modern Hong Kong, the Chinese spoken by the overwhelming majority is Cantonese, called
Guangdonghua,
or dialect of Guangdong. Due to Hong Kong's importance as a financial and commercial center, Cantonese has gained importance as a language of trade, although most business on the island is conducted in English. Cantonese is also the dialect spoken by the majority of Chinese expatriates, especially in such places as Vietnam, Singapore, and Macau, as well as in the United States. The proximity of the cities of
Guangzhou
and Hong Kong has meant that the Cantonese language spoken in each is basically the same in structure. The ethnic Chinese population in Hong Kong originates mostly from the neighboring
Guangdong
province, and so it is not surprising that the dialect used in Hong Kong has its roots in
Guangzhou
Cantonese. The Cantonese spoken in Hong Kong and
Guangzhou
are mutually understandable, although small differences do exist. Due to differing history and influence, there are now some minor differences between the Cantonese spoken in Hong Kong and
Guangzhou
Cantonese. There are some, although not many, differences in pronunciation. The term yesterday, for example, is pronounced
"kamyat"
in Hong Kong, beginning with a k sound. However, a speaker from
Guangzhou
is more likely to say
"chamyat."
For the most part, differences in pronunciation are minor, and speakers from the two areas have no difficulty understanding each other. It is the Hong Kong dialect that is taught and practiced in this course. The main difference between the two dialects of Cantonese lies in the languages which have influenced each dialect. The Cantonese spoken in
Guangzhou
has been more directly affected by the Mandarin Chinese taught in schools and used by the government. The cosmopolitan nature of the city of Hong Kong, a British colony for nearly 100 years, has had a significant effect on the Cantonese spoken in that city. Hong Kong Cantonese has borrowed many words from other languages, but the loan words are primarily from English. The Chinese government has historically discouraged the use of Cantonese, as it has other dialects of Chinese, requiring that schools teach only Mandarin Chinese, the official state language, which is used in Beijing, the Chinese capital. However, even in mainland China, some 70 million speakers use Cantonese at home and among friends and neighbors. Overseas, there are several million more speakers of Cantonese. The English name Cantonese comes from Canton, the old Western name used to refer to both the province of
Guangdong
and its capital city,
Guangzhou.
In Cantonese, however, the language is known as
Guangdonghua,
or Guangdong dialect. Some speakers may also refer to it as
Guangzhouhua,
but this is less common in the modern era, especially in Hong Kong. These names use the word
Hua,
or dialect. Despite the many differences in vocabulary and grammatical structure, Cantonese speakers see their language as a part of the Chinese family of languages. This is in contrast to the name of the English language,
英文,
or language of England, with the
文
ending meaning language. However, to refer to Mandarin Chinese, the word used for language is
语.
In Cantonese, Mandarin Chinese is known as
国语,
national language. The difference between the two words for language used to say English and Mandarin Chinese is that the
文
ending is used to refer to spoken and written language, while
语
only refers to a spoken language. This reflects the fact that Mandarin was originally no more than one of many spoken Chinese languages and dialects. However, as it is the only Chinese language which can be entirely represented using the standard characters, and as it's spoken in Beijing, the Chinese capital, it was recognized as the official language in the 1950s. Cantonese, on the other hand, is different enough from Mandarin that not all Cantonese words and particles can be represented using these standard characters. Several Cantonese characters are sometimes added to fill this need, but for the most part, Cantonese does not appear as a separate written language. A simplified Cantonese is sometimes represented in characters, but usually only in comic strips or on some storefront signs. Tonality. Chinese is a tonal language. This means that in addition to the sounds of the consonants and vowels, the tone with which a syllable is pronounced helps to determine its meaning. The various Chinese dialects are almost exclusively made up of one-syllable words, composed of an initial consonant sound, followed by the syllable's main vowel, sometimes in combination with another consonant or vowel. Longer words do exist, but almost all are compound words, formed by combining one-syllable words. Because there are a limited number of possible combinations within a single syllable, in order to express a greater variety of meaning, Cantonese also takes into account the tone with which a syllable is pronounced. The tone is determined by the pronunciation of the syllable's main vowel. Each tone has a name which describes the starting point, high, mid-level, and low, and the falling, rising, or level motion. In this way, several meanings can be assigned to any one syllable, depending on the tone with which it is pronounced. For example, when pronounced using a high-level tone, the word
sick
means can, in the sense of am able to, know how to. However, when this word is pronounced with a low-level tone, it means to eat. Linguists disagree on the number of tones used in speaking Cantonese. Some count 9 tones, based on length, 6 of regular length, and 3 for so-called short syllables. Some count 7 tones, adding a disputed high-falling tone. But there is general agreement on the basic 6 tones, high-level, mid-rising, mid-level, mid-falling, low-rising, and low-level. This course introduces these 6 tones, which are as follows. First tone. High level.
C.
Poem. Second tone. Mid rising.
C.
History. Third tone. Mid level.
C.
Attempt. Fourth tone. Mid falling.
C.
Matter. Fifth tone. Low rising.
C.
Market. Sixth tone. Low level.
C.
Time. Traditional language beliefs. Just as the number 13 is traditionally regarded as unlucky in the West, the Cantonese number 4
say,
is seen as ominous because it is very similar to the word for death. The only difference in this case is that 4 is pronounced with a mid-level tone. The word pronounced with a mid-rising tone means death. Conversely, the number 8
but
is regarded as lucky, since it sounds very much like the word meaning to prosper.
Fat.
Other numbers considered lucky are the mathematical form of 2,
e,
as this is the same as the word meaning easy. Here, the only difference is in context, as both are pronounced using a mid-level tone. Similarly, 3 is another number thought to bring good luck, as it sounds like the word meaning to produce or to be alive. You've heard this word in the title. This literally means earlier produced or first born, reflecting the Cantonese respect for age. The number 9 carries a positive meaning, as this word sounds exactly like the Cantonese word meaning long-lasting. These two words are represented in writing by two different characters, but when spoken, the distinction is made only through context. The number 9 is used in the city name Kowloon,
Kowloon,
or literally 9 dragons. In China, the dragon is a symbol of royalty and good fortune. This number is also traditionally used when setting a woman's dowry. In contemporary China, this price is largely symbolic, and therefore the amount chosen is significant not for its size, but for the numbers used to describe it. For that reason, the price will be set, for example, at $99 rather than $100, as the repetition of this number is thought to ensure longevity in the marriage. That's when
Gao
is spoken with a mid-rising tone. Spoken with a mid-level tone,
Gao
means rescue in Cantonese. When reporting a fire, accident, or other emergency in Hong Kong, a person would dial 999. These associations are also considered relevant when the numbers appear in combination. For example, when the numbers 2 and 8 are pronounced in that order, they can have the meaning prosper easily. Similarly, when 2 is followed by 3, the meaning produce easily can be inferred. However, combinations of 2 and 4 are to be avoided, as these two numbers in combination could be interpreted as die easily. Of course, these traditional beliefs do not carry the same weight as they once did, but they are still reflected in customary usage. About drinking. In this course, you have used the word
酒
when asking for wine. Literally, however, this word means alcohol, and it's used as a general way to refer to all alcoholic drinks, including beer and spirits. Therefore, to specify a certain type of alcoholic drink in Cantonese, you must either refer to it by name or add some sort of description.
我想喝一杯酒
simply means, I want to have a drink. To specify wine, you must ask either for grape alcohol,
葡萄酒,
or for rice alcohol,
米酒.
The word you used for beer,
啤酒,
literally means barley alcohol. There are many idioms associated with the phrase
喝酒,
most having to do with the observance of some holiday or milestone in a person's life, such as a wedding, birthday, or the birth of a child. For example,
我今晚去喝,
literally means, I'm going to have a drink tonight. But it can imply, I am going to attend a reception or banquet or some other function tonight. While this phrase is usually used to describe a wedding banquet, it can also refer to other occasions. However, the question,
你几时请饮吗?
When will you invite people to drink, always refers to a celebration given for a newly married couple. It's like asking, when are you going to hold your wedding reception? That is, getting married. Here are some other uses of the word
酒, 酒家,
tavern,
酒楼,
restaurant, or literally, alcohol building,
酒店,
hotel,
酒铺,
liquor store. Chinese names. As in many other Asian cultures, in China, the society or group is valued more highly than the individual. Your importance is measured by your value to the group, rather than by those qualities which distinguish you from others. This can be seen in the way a person is named in Cantonese. The most important element of the person's name is thought to be the family of which he or she is a member, and so the family name is spoken first. The given name, which sets the person apart even from the others with the same family name, is the final element. Take, for example, the name
陳先紅. 陳
is the family name and
先紅
the given name. The given name, or first name, is represented by either one or two one-syllable characters. A child's given name is usually chosen very carefully to represent the parents' hopes for and expectations of the child. Cantonese children are not usually given the name of a relative. Westerners are usually referred to by a phonetic representation of their names, and a few Western names have been adopted by some Hong Kong parents. Among these are the names David,
大卫,
Mary,
玛丽,
and Charlie.
查理.
The actor Charlie Chaplin, popular in Hong Kong, is known as
查理卓别林.
Chinese people with a Western name will often have a traditional Chinese one also. There are actually over 1,000 Chinese family names in use, but only a few dozen are very common. Children usually take their father's last names. Occasionally, the mother's last name may also be used. Most last names are written using single characters. There are a few two-character last names in use. Among these,
司徒
and
欧阳
are two of the most common. Given names are usually made up of one character on the mainland and two in Hong Kong. Dim sum and tea houses. Many Americans are familiar with the term
dim sum.
This literally means tease your heart, and in China it is used to refer to small pastries and other finger foods served with tea. In earlier days, dim sum was eaten as a breakfast or a light brunch in the morning. Now, however, it is served in tea houses until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This custom is observed all over China, not only in areas where Cantonese is spoken. The term dim sum is the same in both Cantonese and Mandarin Chinese. However, in Mandarin, this refers only to appetizers, while the Cantonese sometimes make a light meal of dim sum. Chinese people will often have their
dim sum
in a tea house. This is a small establishment which combines the functions of a cafe and a restaurant. The tea house is often used as a neighborhood reference point, a place where receptions or banquets are held, or where one might conduct an informal meeting with business partners or friends. Cantonese and English. Hong Kong was a British colony for over 100 years, and
Guangzhou
was one of the first 5 cities to be opened to Western traders at the end of the 19th century. Consequently, Cantonese became the most westernized dialect in Chinese. Many Cantonese speakers in Hong Kong use English loanwords in their everyday conversation. Some may do so to show off their English ability, but in most cases, the words are so widely used in Cantonese that people are hardly aware of their English origins. Here are some examples.
Ball
means ball.
Basi
means bus.
Bossi
means boss.
Lip
means lift.
Sutsam
means shirt.
Sidam
means stamp.
Tipsy
means tips.
Sido
means store. Cantonese words don't usually end with a final consonant sound, so foreign words such as ball or bus are often pronounced either with a glottal stop at the end or an added vowel sound. You may hear a Hong Kong policeman addressed as Sir.
Ah, sir. Sir
is the Cantonese pronunciation of the English word sir, and the ah beginning is used to draw the person's attention. It sets a friendly yet respectful tone for the conversation. But this way of saying sir is used only to address policemen, or less frequently, educators. The Cantonese word
先生
is used otherwise.